On a recent Friday morning, about a dozen people involved with KOCF Radio gathered to witness the milestone of installing the antenna. They congregated at the fire station in Veneta, which was the epicenter of activity.
Well, I got a bunch of screws if you need them.
A volunteer took heaps of equipment from his station wagon and lined it up along the sidewalk next to the building. The mood was lighthearted and expectant.
My name's Dean Middleton. I've been designated as the station manager for KOCF LPFM.
LPFM, a low-power FM community radio station. The 100-watt signal will radiate out about 10 miles, reaching residents in the Fern Ridge area, including Veneta, Elmira, and Notai. Station manager Dean Middleton explains how this went from wishful thinking to actually starting a radio station.
About 2 years ago, a group of Oregon Country Fair elders found out that the FCC was giving out their last low-power FM licenses. It was in 2013, and it's been talked about for years that the Oregon Country Fair would really like to have their own radio station.
Their application was approved, granting the radio license to the Oregon Country Fair Board. Middleton shares the day-to-day radio work with the steering committee. It includes a representative for programming, operations, and development. To help purchase equipment, the station's online fund drive has raised more than half of its $20,000 goal.
About three-quarters of that came from the country fair, from the elders that are supporting this project. And we're really grateful for the donations that they've stepped up and provided. And then we've gotten 20 or 30 donations of $10 and $30 and $50, and we're so grateful for the people that have donated.
Welcome to the world of public radio fundraising. Middleton says the development department is exploring revenue sources such as business underwriters, sponsorships, grants, and listener contributions. KOCF's programming isn't set in stone, it's supple, giving the community a chance to get involved.
We're not trying to get into a fixed format. We want to have varied interest so that we attract a variety of different types of listeners to the station. And we're hoping to leave it open so that as we start broadcasting and ask for feedback from the community, we're leaving enough room in there so that if the community comes up with different programs, we can fill that gap.
Middleton says collaborative ideas are floating around, including the possibility of having a classroom to use at Elmira High School.
If that's the case, then what we would like to do is create a club, a radio club, and teach high school kids how to produce radio so that we can have high school radio. I think that's really exciting. We've talked about doing local sports, basketball and football games. We're interested in doing theater. There's a theater group here in the community that has already talked to us about doing live radio theater. So we're really excited about what the possibilities are.
But right now, KOCF is lacking a key piece of radio real estate.
We don't have a studio.
That's right. They've got the license to operate, shows are being produced, but there's no studio. No central location for producing radio and creating community. Middleton hopes KOCF will be moving into a studio in 6 months or sooner. In the meantime, his volunteers are pre-recording shows, which are loaded onto the server for playback and broadcast. Middleton explains where these shows are being recorded.
Closets, bedrooms, kitchens, a variety of different places, wherever their computer is set up, laptops. I would imagine that our background audio quality will be varied from program to program. But hey, it's small town community radio.
And Middleton says he's impressed with the handful of shows community members have come up with.
Wally's program, which is called What a Long, Strange Trip It's Been. It's 60s and 70s music. Marshall is putting together a program called Jumping In and Out of the Blues. Randy is doing a program that brings back old radio air checks from the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
But in order to get the test broadcast on the air and move into regular programming, the antenna has to be connected to the tower atop the fire station.
I'm Terry Nye. I'm the fire chief of Lane Fire Authority, and we're partnering with the Oregon Country Fair to bring a local radio station to Veneta.
Less than a year ago, the chief says people involved with KOCF AOCF came to the Lane Fire Authority.
Actually, they just came to us looking for support for it, and I was the one that came up with the idea, well, why don't we look at placing the transmitter here in our facility, because we've got the space to do it. And I feel very strongly this is something we should support, because I think a radio station is really a key component to a community's identity.
And Chief Nye understands the important public safety role that radio plays in the community.
One of the interesting things about radio to me, being something of a safety-oriented person in my job as fire chief, is that radio is the one form of medium that we can still pay attention to and still do our job. We can still drive a car and listen to the radio. I can be sitting in my office and do my work and listen to the radio and have it kind of going in the background and then focus enough of my mind on it to listen to a news flash or something like that.
When you've got to haul equipment to the roof, then climb the tower to install the antenna, Chief Nye says it's pretty convenient to pull out the fire truck and extend the ladder.
We did this when we installed our antennas up there. It was just the most expeditious way to get people up and down off of the roof of a 2.5-story building. So we use the ladder truck just to bring people up to the roof level, and then from there they're going to have to climb the tower to get to the level where they're installing the antenna.
After the ladder truck is positioned, a volunteer clips into a safety harness. He and another volunteer start making the first of several trips, taking tools and equipment up the fire truck ladder to the roof. The antenna installation will take a few hours. Supporters watch from the ground, marking the occasion with lots of laughter, photographs, and a deep feeling of accomplishment.
Yeah. I'm excited.
I'll tell you, we need to climb someplace. It's always nice to have a spare fire truck in your backyard.
KOCF hopes to eventually offer online streaming. For now, listeners in the Fern Ridge area can tune their radios to 92.5 FM and catch the sound waves produced by and about their community. For KLCC News, I'm Angela Kellner, reporting from Vinita.